This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We have went through, to about the seventh chapter, and we've stopped here in the seventh chapter several times. And now we are about the 30th verse. And let's begin reading at the 30th verse. We'll take this up and go through some of the same verses, but not a whole lot, just a few. Sometimes you have to go through a few to get the true text of the message that we're trying to put across. So let's go ahead and start reading with the 30th verse. For the sons of Judah have done that which is evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set their detestable things in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. They have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, and it did not come into my mind. I want you to realize something. God never asks anyone to burn their own daughter or sacrifice their own son or any such thing. And God is making it clear here. He's saying, I did not do it. So why you're doing it, I'll never know. They burnt their own sons and daughters in the fire. If you can imagine this, it is not even conceivable for such a thing to happen. And this is the kind of thing that God had to judge. Now, abortion, same thing. Same basic thing. Sacrificing your son or your daughter for abortion's sake, convenience sake, whatever. This is something that God is against. You cannot, under any circumstances, justify such a thing as burning your daughter or your son. Now, you say, abortion's a much more civil thing, Brother Hanson. It's civil. Oh, you think it's civil? You're putting some kind of instrument into the woman and then grinding the baby up into small pieces, and you think that baby does not feel pain? You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. This is just as bad as throwing your baby in the fire. Just as bad as taking your son and pouring gasoline on him and burning it. It's the same thing. It's a horrible, I know this is hard to think about. It's very difficult to think about, but this is something that has been true for years and years, and everyone seems to be afraid to say so, seems to be afraid to say the things that need to be said. And I don't know, but I've gotten to the point where I don't care about offending or anything, any such thing. I don't like to offend, but the truth must set a person free. And the truth must be spoken regardless of how bad it is. The truth has to be spoken out, and hopefully it will be taken to heart. And I hope that it will do someone some good. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse out here. And there doesn't seem to be much of improvement of any sort. And I would hope that maybe, just maybe, there will be some changes made that will be civilized. I mean, we think we're living in a civilized society, and we think, well, we don't do the things that these Israelites and these Jews did when they burnt their kids in the fire. And we just think and we that we're a little better because we go to the doctor to get it done and the doctor does it. No, it doesn't. I'm sorry, folks. It doesn't do any good to allow someone else to do it professionally than to burn a son or a daughter in the fire. There's not much difference. Let's read on. Now, they have built high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, and it did not come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be called Topheth, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of the slaughter. I wonder when God's going to change the Planned Parenthood name to the Planned Slaughter. This may be something that's coming as well. The planned slaughter of the babies. Now, let's read on. The Valley of the Slaughter. For they will bury in Topheth because there is no other place. The dead bodies of this people will be food for the birds of the sky and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will make to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of joy and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will become a ruin. God is going to take away the happiness of this generation. Why? Because of the cruelty, the slaughter, and the misery that has been done in the name of humanity, in the name of civilization. And it appears the same way. You know, the same thing going on. We think that we're better. We think that we couldn't get as bad as what has went on in the past. But we're fooling ourselves. Let every man look into the mirror of judgment and look at themselves and look and judge themselves according to God's standard, not man's standard. You know, if you judge yourself according to man's standard, you're going to be the best thing ever. Why? Because man's standard is not very good. Man's standard doesn't mean a thing. God's standard is the only thing that matters, that makes a difference. God's standard is what makes the big difference. And we must look at things from God's perspective, not our own, because what's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. So don't ever think that just because the church accepts it, or the law accepts it, or anybody accepts it, that it's acceptable to God. Because it's not. It never is. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Let's read on. At that time, declares the Lord, they will bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of its princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem from their graves. They will spread them out to the sun, to the moon, and to all the host of heaven which they have loved and which they have served and which they have gone after and which they have sought. and which they have worshipped. They will not be gathered or buried. They will be as dung on the face of the ground. And death will be chosen rather than life by all the remnant that remains of this evil family, that remains in all the places to which I have driven them, declares the Lord of hosts. Now this actually curls my hair. I don't know what it does to you. But this actually makes me think about what God's attitude is toward this eighth chapter. The threat that the graves of Judah, the graves of Judah's people, would be opened up was horrible to a people who highly honored the dead. You know, the Jews highly honored their dead and believed that it was of the highest desecration to open the graves. This would be an ironic punishment for idol worshipers. Their bones would be dug up out of their graves and laid out into the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the gods they thought could save them. We'll see. We'll see if the gods that they worshipped will save them then. But they don't. The gods of these people were false. They were false gods. They were false. They didn't talk. They didn't speak. They didn't answer prayers. They didn't do anything. And we're finding out that a lot of the gods we look up to don't mean a thing. They couldn't change a prayer. They couldn't answer a prayer. They couldn't do anything for a prayer. And we're finding that out, aren't we? The gods, false gods, cannot answer prayers at all. They don't speak, they don't talk, they don't do a thing. They just sit there. And the Jews took their own children, threw them into the fire for these false gods. Can you imagine that, how deceived and how much you would be so distant, you know, living in a delusion that you throw your own son in the fire, thinking that you're going to get blessed, prosperous, healed, whatever. So you're sacrificing your son or your daughter. Can you imagine how deceived a person would have to be? The devil has a way of making a person believe something that's not true. And it's so foolish and so ignorant and so crazy that it takes more faith to believe a lie that the devil's telling than it does to believe the truth that Jesus Christ is saying in his word. That's how crazy it has gone. Takes more faith to believe in Charles Darwin's theory of evolution and the survival of the fittest. It takes more faith to believe that and believe that lie than it does to believe the truth of God. And that is just a fact. In some of the scientists that have added on to that theory that a reptile becomes a bird and a bird, you have to have more faith to believe that garbage than to believe in the truth of Jesus Christ and every seed brings forth of its kind. And God created the heavens and the earth, and he created every animal and every human being. It takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe God's word. Now that's a fact. If you think I'm kidding you, I'm not. It takes more faith to believe some of this garbage that's floating around than it does to believe in God's holy word. And that is just tragic, isn't it? That it takes more faith to believe in the garbage that's floating around than it does to believe. Now, you'd think that there'd be more people saved, but I guess it just tells you, goes to show that the devil is really good at what he's doing. He's really good at deceiving and making people believe a lot of the garbage that's floating around. And then it's tragic. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we allow Christ to come into our hearts so that we can have the intelligence of at least a worm, at least to get understanding enough to believe something besides the lies of the devil. So let's receive Christ now and allow him to come in and give us the revelation truth so that we can believe God's word and not be deceived. Jesus, come into our lives, come into our hearts, and give us the understanding so that we can understand your word, receive your truth, and believe you. We thank you, Lord. Let us be born again. And we thank you for this, in Jesus' name. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. You can go to upload. I just uploaded a lot of different sermons on the newest sermon download page. If you can't find it on one, there's only four or five pages there of sermon downloads. Take a look at them, you'll find it, and they're there. And the sermons are the newest ones will be listed there also as well. Free. Don't have to give your life history or anything about it. And you can listen to them again if you like. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.